I already have that.
It could be worse.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
Hey, we had a problem here.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves. Until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
You know the rest of the story.
There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in...
No, there isn't. There are no trans children. They're just whatever it is that, Munchausen by proxy or whatever. By the way, watch J.D. Vance's face. This dude's going to be the next. Watch his face. It is so good. If you're an audio-only listener, this is one time, or if you're just someone that you're going to want to watch this.
In our country.
Watch his face.
We're scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and in
Democratic. Yo!
Some.
Oh my God.
Their lives. The people who pick our
Look
crops.
Look at his face.
And clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants.
Oh my God.
Who wash the dishes after crops. We eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation.
Trump tunes out. She's rolling. J.D. Vance rolling his eyes.
They are not criminals. They pay taxes.
Yes, they are
a good neighbor.
They are, in fact, criminals. When they cross the border, that's committing a crime.
They are faithful members of our churches and mosques.
Ooh, mosques.
Synagogues,
nice. Yeah.
Wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities.
Nope.
Whose children fear that their parents will be taken away. and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land.
Oh my God.
May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God.
Indeed.
For the good of all people, good of all people in this nation and the world.
Oh, wow. I mean, I know my intro's too long, but Paul Harvey, you gotta love Paul Harvey. And I'm sorry about the clip about the crazy woman preacher. I'm trying to still figure out this podcast stuff and rip things off the internet, and somehow I've got this guy laughing. Kind of ruins the mood, but whatever. It's still there. All right, I had to rip it off Rumble because YouTube is not cooperating with me. So it's raining right here in Louisiana, and I like it. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on be careful what you listen to. So you're listening to me right now, maybe. It's good. Keep listening. I'm not saying I'm the truth, but damn it, I'm definitely not one that's bending the truth. The devil can quote the Bible, but he misquotes the Bible, misrepresents it, just like that lady preacher did. And I don't believe in lady preachers. I hate to say it. Get off the pulpit and get back in the kitchen. Whew, there goes my listeners. I have three of them, and none of them are females. So, yeah, everybody needs to be a housewife and take care of their man. I believe in that. But we won a lot of money last night, Margaritaville, and I got my dog back, Rocco. And he shit in the floor last night, which is okay, because I shit in the floor every now and then. Once a year, I might shit in the floor or shit my pants. I know every year I shit my pants once a year. So I can't blame him because he's 14 and he times that by 7, and he's 98 years old, I think, if my math is right, but I'm not a mathematician, okay? I'm certified in math as far as teaching young children math, but yeah, I still shit my pants. It's okay. I'll be honest with everybody. This is a honest podcast, It's Camper Chronicles. Coming at you live from the camper. It's raining today. I hope you can hear that. It's a beautiful rain, but I think we won $2,000 yesterday on the blackjack table, which is good. I'm probably gonna fix some things with it. So need to fix a lot of things with it. Maybe you need to fix this podcast. I don't know what would happen if I put $2,000 in this podcast. It might turn into Joe Rogan. I might have guests that talk about aliens and stuff instead of the devil. But maybe they're the same. Maybe the aliens are the fallen angels. But they are going to be awakened. And this is a spiritual warfare right now, so enjoy it. Yeah. Having fun with it? Just let me know. As Paul Harvey says, this is the rest of the story, or something like that. I don't know. Paul Harvey's great. And I'll probably put more of Paul Harvey on there. So, congratulations.